Okay, just a quick summary, a minute or two, just to catch everyone up from the last day or two. We've been discussing this shita of Rav, and Rav maintains that in a case where you cause water to be found in the Rishus HaRabim, someone falls in the Rishus HaRabim and gets injured and ruins his clothing, so you're chayiv for the clothing, but you're potter for the damage to his person. Why? And the Gemara says a number of places, because in that case it's karka olam hezikaso, as you have water lying on top of the ground. As concerning his clothing, we say what? Oh, that you're chayiv for, because that's your water. But what you're talking about, his own bodily injury, you're not chayiv for that, because that came from where? That came from karka olam. So we need to understand exactly how this works. So take a look at Rashi and Daf Nun Amud Beis, just for a second. Nun Amud Beis. What exactly is it about karka olam that makes you potter? That's taking for granted. Rashi on Nun Amud Beis, taking for granted that you're chayiv for the property loss, but not for the personal injury. And the reason being is that the personal injury came about through karka olam, according to Rav. What does karka olam do for you to give you a pass, if you will? Why do you have an exemption because of karka olam? So let's look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? It's the second Rashi down. Those of you that were preparing with me, we saw it a minute ago. Rashi karka olam. Ve'eno shalo. Nunam and base.
Second
Rashi in the Gemara. I'm sorry.
Big.
You're right. Okay. It's about 20 lines down from the top. Okay. Karka olam. And there. And what? What about karka olam? Ve'eno shalo. Ve'eno shalo. So what does that mean?
It's not his land. It's not his. We know that.
Good. So let's take that a step further. What exactly is Rashi trying to tell you? What is Rashi trying to tell you? When Rav says the reason why you cannot be held accountable for an injury, again, taking for as a given, taking for granted that this makes sense, that the damage to the clothing comes from the water, which I put there, but the damage to my person, to his person, comes from the land underneath,
which is already
making that chiluk. Assuming that you can make that chiluk, that the water damages the clothing, but the land damages the person.
And the land,
and the land is karka olam.
Eino shalo.
Eino shalo.
Not your land.
What does that mean? Slow. This is the case of digging a hole. This is the case of digging a hole.
This is the case of digging a hole?
This Rashi is talking about the digging of the hole.
I thought the boar made it not your. I thought the boar was different than the shore.
The land is in yours with the things that are that.
Yeah, if according to Rav.
Is that what it's saying or not?
Yes.
So
not yours in the sense that you put them there, but you did put them there. And you caused them to be there. Shmuel. It's Rav versus Shmuel. Meaning that the aspect of the hole that makes you chayev is not the hevel, but is the surface area that you... No, we're not discussing Shmuel. We're just discussing Rav. The Gemara was only concerning itself with Rav now. Rav says that when you dig a hole in the Rishus HaRabim, what did you do? You damaged the person by bringing out all this hevel. By bringing out all the gases. Well, it's Rashi really referred to it back here. So you saw that Rashi, and he said that that Rav is Lashitaso, Rav Otaime. Does that sound familiar?
On Lamed or on...
It's the Rashi on Chav Ches, I think. On the top of Chav Ches on the base. Right, is everyone with me? Rashi on top of Chav Ches on the base says, Hezikaso, Ulamono shall zeg grama ba'alma ovidle, the ravel time made the amel come on, call shechaiva love Torah, bor shechaiva love Torah, lehevlo v'lo chavotam. The aspect of the whole that the Torah said you're responsible for is the hevel that you caused to escape from the ground in this pit, but not the chavata, not the slamming against the wall or the ground. So the Gemara comments on this Mishnah back over here on Daf Nun, on the Nun Beis, and the Gemara says, oh, you see from here, Kasavar Chavata Karka Olam Hu, as far as the slamming up against the side of the wall, that's Karka Olam. That's karka olam. Meaning what? Not responsible for that. Ah, so what then are you responsible for? The Torah says you're responsible for damages that occur as a result of your hole, of your bor. Oh, it's from the hevel. What about the slamming up against the ground? Chavata karka olam hu demaskale. The hezek from karka, the hezek that comes from slamming up against the wall, that's karka olam. If not for the hevel, there would be nothing to be mechayev. If nothing, if there was no such thing as hevel, says Rav, then why would I be chayev? Can't be for hitting the ground, because hitting the ground is simply karka olam hitting him. But what does that mean?
That's one distinction.
Yeah.
But the hevel thing only makes the guy chayev misur, not. Correct.
What do you mean? What you're asking is if the hole is less than 10 tefachim, am I still going to be chayav? Yeah, the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that, right? That doesn't seem.
He's saying crisscross. One can go this way.
You're chayav for other damages, yeah.
So Rav does hold that.
So the issue that we're dealing with is what is the patur of karka olam? So Rashi says, oh, it's very simple. Karka olam is not yours. Ain't a shalom. But what is Rashi adding?
It's
what is Rashi teaching?
Like, we know already it's not his land. Like,
good. So that's what I'm asking you. What is Rashi trying to teach you?
It's in Rishon
Rabbah.
Something that happens now in this. Meaning your own karka, you should. Meaning, like, there's like a. If there's like a, let's say, something that belongs to you in general, or something that you should be watching out.
Let's take a different example. Let's take another example of Rishon Rabbah. I put something in Rosh Hashanah. I put a big burden.
An ox.
No, I have an animal that's carrying a load. And I take the load off the animal, and I put it down Rosh Hashanah, and I leave with the animal, and in Rosh Hashanah I have this big bundle of things that don't belong there. And I say, you know what? This is hefker.
There's no water inside?
No, forget about water. It's
saying it's hefker, though. It's a big difference.
No, I'm only saying hefker because Rav holds in order for it to be bar, it has to be hefker. So, right? So I want it to be a case of bar. So I take this, and hefker means ownerless. I say, whoever wants it can have it. I don't want anything to do with this thing. But I leave it in Rosh Hashanah. You ask me how hefker works?
Yeah, a little bit.
It could be that hefker needs to be done in front of some type of bezdin. It's complicated because when we talk about getting rid of your chametz, so we use the term hefker, but over there it's not really hefker in the true sense of the word because it's not being done according to all the formal rules of hefker. But that notwithstanding, let's assume that a person was able to somehow take something of his, put it where it doesn't belong, and say now that it's hefker. So that would have the status of a bor, according to Rav. Now someone comes along and gets hurt on it.
Gets hurt on it?
What's that? Yeah, it gets hurt on it. That thing hurts him.
Okay, so then he's hired. No.
I'm trying to get to Rashi. That thing hurts him.
And it's not right? His, so it doesn't matter.
No,
but you're responsible for it. You're responsible for it. You put it there.
The ground's not his either.
That's what I want to try to explain, what the difference between those two things is. So over here,
the ground never was.
The Gemara is saying, Karka olam hazika also. That you're not responsible for. Forget about Rashi. What does the Gemara seem to be saying about the water? Let's say, Leitzur, that it was the water that hurt you. Let's say it was the water that hurt you. Would you be chayav for that?
Yeah.
The only reason why you're not chayav for the personal injury is because what?
It's caused by something you
didn't know. Because it's not the water that's damaging you. It's the land. But what we have to explain is what is it about the land that I'm not chayav for? Why am I chayav for my bundle that I put there, but I'm not chayav for the land that I somehow caused you to come in contact with?
Okay, this is the land of the
bor.
Right?
Either the land of the bor or the land underneath the water. Same difference, right? Well, what do you say?
Meaning
karkolam. What is karkolam?
Right, you didn't put it there.
Ain't a shalom. What does that mean? Like Daniel's saying, I know it's not yours. It's public property. It's in the Rosh Hashanah. The bundle's not yours either when you make it hefker.
But at some point it was. Is that the difference? That at some point you own the thing you made hefker. You never owned the ground. It's karkola.
By that ground, you still never own that ground.
Right, that's the difference.
Have a continued status of shmira, perhaps.
Or are you saying for an actual board?
If I trip over this bundle and get hurt, then it's still the same karkolam. It's still the same.
We don't use the term karkolam.
We're also saying you got hurt on the bundle.
That's not called karkolam.
Wait. Are you tripping? Are you hurting yourself on the bundle, or are you hurting yourself on the ground?
No, you hurt yourself on the object.
Right.
that's different.
You're not hurting yourself on the object. You're not hurting yourself difference. On the water. You're hurting yourself on the land.
That's why it's karkolam.
Right, that's karkolam. That's why this one wouldn't be karkolam.
And then we said, if you hurt yourself on the water, you would be chayav.
Right.
And now we're saying, if you put something in...
That is karkolam.
Because, right. You're injuring yourself on the land, and because it's karkolam, you're not responsible for that.
So you hope by the shard, it's not karkolam.
Say again?
The case of the shard.
The gasp is always there. You're just letting it out. So too, the land is always
there. The damage from the gases.
So you should be chayav the land, too.
Is he saying that
the land born 878? You wouldn't kill yourself if you
see what
the gases are what killed.
What Rav is saying is like this. What Rav is saying is this.
He's saying that the gas was never there and you're creating it, really.
Well, not creating it, obviously, but...
Is Rav saying
the... He has to be saying it that way. Because if he says that it was always there, then so too was...
The hole was never there either. If I create a bore in 878 and a car drives into this bore, not only is he inhaling fumes, he's also inhaling death. From the falling into
No, it's from the fumes. You're missing the point here.
No, but you must be talking about an 11 FO.
Wait. So does Ralph think that the only part that harms you is the fumes? So like, if you got a physical injury not based on the fumes, would that?
Then you just be chayav.
No, apparently that's the point I'm trying to make. Yes. When I put something in Rishus Rabim, I say this thing is foreign to this environment. I put it there.
Like
I put it there. It doesn't belong here. It's not natural. It's not natural environment. So what Rav is saying, according to Rashi, is that karka. You can't say I brought the karka here. Karka was here from Sheshes Mei Bereshis. The gases. I'm the one that brought the gases here. Now you're right. The gases were in the land, the latent in the land. But I'm the one that basically brought them out. I'm the one that made this environment dangerous. What it would be the same thing as if I put. Relax. As I put the same thing as if I put something in the middle of the street that doesn't belong, then you got hurt on it.
But why does it matter if it's hefter? If I put something, I'm saying for the shore versus board. If I put,
see, if there were no gases to speak of, then Rav's gonna have a problem. What's Rav's problem gonna be? He'll say, hey, the Torah says that you chayav for the whole, but that's karka olam. Why should you be chayav for karka olam?
Wouldn't he then say, but you have to be fine for something? Clearly something caused you to...
Yeah, so he'll have to come up with some other reason, something else that takes place when you fall into the hole.
Snakes.
I don't know about snakes. I don't know. Maybe the act of falling is somehow harmful.
Like a heart attack in the air?
Yeah, I don't know. But
he's using the craziest way when it's part of the shot is the ground caused you.
I know, but God, you could... you could only take that... Approach.
It's
no
science. It's a pretty posture answer. Like the ground caused you to get hurt.
I know, but he down the holds. That's not.
You're
that's
mad
not
at him
case.
For not knowing science.
And forget about the science.
Science.
It's not about the science anymore. Yeah, it's not about whether or not the gases do or don't work. Forget about that. The question is, why doesn't he simply say that it's the wall hitting the...
Or both. Why? I'm saying he's disregarding such a huge aspect of the boar. That's what I'm saying.
I know. And that's what the Gemara says. You see that Rav holds. That's called karka olam.
So if Rav's around today, and I saw me dig a hole, and someone got hurt, and there were no fumes, he'd high-five me, basically. I didn't want to high-five you, but it's like you wouldn't...
He'd high-five you.
No, you'd say that's karka olam. You'd say that's not what the Torah was mechayvi for. The Torah is not mechayvi for chavata.
So why? Because he's taking a literal interpretation of karka olam? Because the olam can't ever be his?
Okay, that's what we're trying to explain. So according to Rashi, what that means is it's not yours. Now, what does it mean it's not yours? So what we're trying to suggest, that not yours, like you said at the outset, not yours, we know it's not yours because it's in the street. It's not yours. Just the same way that putting the object in the middle of the street and walking away and saying, it's Hefker, it's not mine. Look at it that way. Look at it that way. How is it different from a bundle that I left in the middle of the street and someone got hurt on? Because Rav has to acknowledge, that's called, that'll be a bar. Again, we have to move away from the traditional definition of bor. I mean, you look in the dictionary, bor means pit. But in halachic terminology, there are categories. Bor is anything in Rishus HaRabim, according to Rav, that I'm mafkir, that doesn't belong there, that causes injury. So I put an object that doesn't belong in the middle of the street, and someone got hurt on it, that's a bor. So why is it when I left an object in the middle of the street and someone got hurt on it, that's a bor from which I'm chayav? What's that?
If you hurt yourself on that board, you're
yeah.
If you die, you'd be chayav also.
Yeah.
Okay, but even though in the pit, if he hits the wall, he's not.
According to Rav, you're chayav because of the hevel.
Right.
You're not chayav because of the chavata. Because that's karka olam. Going back to first base, right?
But then Rav wouldn't say you're chayav.
That's not hevel. There is no hevel to speak of over there because there's no karka olam on balance. But what I'm asking is this, just a simple, straightforward question. According to Rav, what's the difference between taking off the burden from my camel, sticking it in Rishas HaRavim, saying a tefker, you coming along getting hurt, my being responsible, and my digging a hole, and but for the Hevel, my not being responsible, because that's Karka Olam. So Rashi says, oh, Karka Olam means it's not yours.
Right, that's something you're leaving in the middle of the street is yours.
Well, it's not, because you made a hefker, but I'm asking what that means. Obviously, it's more yours than the hole. So how is it more yours than the hole? What does it mean it's not yours? It means you didn't do anything.
Yeah, so the Einish Olam means you didn't do anything. That's what Einish Olam means.
That's right. It means that there's no connection, there's no nexus between this injurious environment and you. What did I do? This is God's world. I didn't make this earth. It's Karka Olam. That's true. You did reconfigure it, but apparently, according to Rav, that's not enough. That's not called creating a dangerous situation. So that's why he has to look to Hevel. It's the Hevel that you caused.
You can't be chayav for that, but you have to be chayav for something.
The Torah says you're chayav for something. The Torah says you're chayav for a bar.
So he says you can't be chayav.
Can't be because of just the land, that's Karka Olam.
Okay.
So what must it be? It must be Hevel. I don't care so much about whether there is Hevel or there's not Hevel. The point
doesn't work by the calendar, that's not Karka Olam.
Right, there's not, exactly. You don't need to come on to that over there. It's not an issue of Karka Olam. But the point that we're trying to make over here is what does it mean it's Karka Olam and therefore it's not yours? How is it less mine than the item that I'm mafkir? Oh, because the item that I'm mafkir, everyone could say, oh, who put this here? Who left this here? Who caused this situation? Danny Simon. I saw him 10 minutes ago. He came here. He made an announcement. This is Hefker. Come what may. The hole, I can't say it's Danny's hole.
So what case of... Okay, so he's just dealing with Bor right now.
Yeah, we're only dealing with Bor. We're only dealing with Bor.
We're dealing with Shor. There you go.
Well, again, that's a problem in Rashi. Why Rashi gets into Shor. That was yesterday, yes.
So we're saying that the Mishnah is really saying is dealing with Bor. Is that what we're saying now? That everything...
Hachof or Bor. I mean, that's pretty clear.
No, not here.
But this is the
Lamed and the one in... Or, don't even think about that anymore.
Well, let's assume we're talking about Bor. Assume that we're talking about Bor.
Right.
Yeah. The only point that Rashi makes is that where there's no Hefker, then the water...
Right. How does the water work now in cases of Bor?
According to Rav?
Yeah.
According to Rav, your water is not going to be a Bor unless you mafkir it. If you mafkir it, then it won't be Bor.
It would be Bor.
Yeah.
I can't put it on. I'm having trouble putting it all together. If you didn't
make it, just gave us free beer.
Let's take a look at the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, I think, has a different pshat. A pshat that's different than Rashi. So if you have this sheet, and if you don't have the sheet, I'll pass it around. Does anyone not have the sheet? Yeah. Recap. Okay. Daniel Simon is volunteering to read the Ra'ah for us. Okay. V'hine, v'zeh lashon ha-Ra'ah zal.
V'zeh lashon ha-Ra'ah zal. Amarav. Bor shechayav v'atorah.
Marav.
What
is it? Rav, yeah, he's saying good.
I'm a Rav.
He said Rav.
It's not Rav.
Rav.
It's Rav.
V?
Yeah.
Rav.
Rav.
Rav. No, I'm making sure I want to see my... I'm a Rav. Bor shechayav Torah lahavlo.
Right, bor shechayav Torah...
Lahavlo v'lo lechavto.
Good. Lahavlo v'lo lechavoto. These commas were added in later, by the way. Right? So, it was for the Hevel and not for the Chavoto.
Amma kesaver chavata karka olam dimaz kolei. So you can say that explain that chavta that can't think of the English word right now.
Amma kesaver chavata, the smacking up the
smacking of the land
against the karka
is
karka olam. Sorry, chavata karka olam hu dimaz kolei. That when it comes to chavata, we say that it's Karka Olam that caused the hazard.
Right.
Pirish.
Right.
Now this is important. This is the Ra'az explanation of what it means Karka Olam Hazikaso. We saw Rashi's interpretation. Rashi said, Sayin Shalom. Not yours. Can't be attributable to you. What does the Ra'az say? Ra'az has a slightly different mahalach.
Pirish. Dibor
being... Dibor.
Oh, sorry. Dibor being behevel, being bechavot. Garma ba'amahu.
Garma ba'amahu.
Garma ba'amahu.
So bar, no matter how you learn, no matter how you learn chavata, you learn hevel, bar is grama. The bar itself that you dug and you created is grama. What does that mean?
The cause.
It's the indirect cause. It's It's one step removed. Keep reading.
Say again? The boar being
Pirish, the boar, bein behevel, bein bechavat, grama ba'almahu. It's merely grama.
It's caused? There's just...
Well, you gotta keep reading. Caused, you gotta keep reading.
Min hadin roi sheyiftar...
Sheyipater.
Sheyipater.
Begrama. We have a rule. What's the rule? That grama ben ezikin is pater.
Don't want the pater.
Grama ben ezikin is pater.
Ella de Rachmanahu te chayava behechsher zikin te chayave avoru.
Ella de Rachmana. So what happened? We have what we call a chiddush. The Torah was mechadish. The Torah said something that we wouldn't have known on our own. In other words, in terms of the general principles of torts, should be pater. Why? Because it's grama ben ezikin is pater. Indirect causation of
that's indirect causation.
Yeah, exactly. But yet, the Torah comes along and says that you chayav for a bar. El derachmanahu dechayva behechsher nizkov vechayav aboro vehevlo. Now, according to Rav, what did the Torah do? The Torah said, "You want to know something? There's something special about bor. And bor, you're chayiv for, because of the hevel, you're chayiv for it. Even though it's indirect, what did you do? The hechsher nizkov. What does that mean?
You prepared the nizik.
You set it up.
I mean, because what other purpose would there be for having a bor?
No, it doesn't mean that that's why you dug the bor, but it means when I look at what you did in terms of the damages, that's what I'm going to make you responsible for.
Because you set it up.
That's right.
But now isn't everything that's indirect set up?
We only know this by bar. By bar, the Torah specifically says that.
So
we don't know that by all indirect nezek, because that's the general rule that by indirect nezek, you're pater. But when it comes to bar, you're chayev for being machshir the nezek. Read
so
a little further.
That's a special thing by bar.
By bar, that's right. It's a chiddush. The kevan de lo chazinam de chayva elo ahevla chavata de kai kai. Since I know that the thing that you're chayiv for is the hevel, the gases, chavata kidekai kai. What does that mean? And it is as it was. It stands as it was. Kidekai kai. The land was there from the beginning. Meaning what? That's not machayiv you for the chavata. What does it mean, karka olam hazikaso? It means insofar as the damages, you're chayiv for the hevel, but you're not chayiv for chavata because chavata was on the ground. Kidekai kai. Umanadin patahu. The haleka elagrama ba'alma. Veleka lameimer aha. Velo shaykh nami klalo chiyuvim idin tchilasu b'shiva sov. Or then he gets into a more involved discussion here. But just let's read one more line because this came up yesterday. You skip down to where it says Umode. It's a few lines down. Umode Rav. There's a period right before it. Okay. Umode Rav.
Umode Rav is shor shadachav es chavero lebor.
Let's say you have an actual ox that you own that goes ahead and pushes your friend into a hole.
Nichvat umeis mitoch chavto.
Right, and he dies because he got whacked against the hole.
Right, not the fumes.
In that case, you would say what? In that case, you would say that the ox did something wrong. You're chayv for that. Dimamonahu the azik biyadayim. That is direct. V'habaylim. But what did you do?
Achshiru hanezek.
Achshiru hanezek. B'shaloshem ruhu. Upashubo. What did they do? They didn't watch the ox. So the ox came along and pushed this guy into the pit, and he got hurt. So you're chayiv for that. Why are you chayiv for that? Because you were machshir the nezek. How are you machshir the nezek?
Why is he changing it now to chavta? Why is Rav saying, it's saying that Rav would be mowed in a case now of...
Where Yeshur does this.
Where Yeshur does it.
Yeah, because he's saying your Yeshur is your responsibility. You're supposed to watch Yeshur. Yeshur takes a guy, picks him up with his horns, and smacks him into a hole and kills him. You're chayiv for that. Why are you chayiv for that? You're chayiv because, again, you were machshir the nezek by not guarding your shore properly. Habayim hechshiru hanezek b'shlosh shemru upashi bo afila inyan boros. The hashchichi boros, the less lehu bailim klal. Boros have no owners. They're all over the place. V'habor haya roi gamkin l'chayiv mechza, ela shupater az mishim l'chashvim le'onis. All right, that's, again, a more detailed issue, which is not really pertinent to our main discussion at the moment. He repeats this refrain a number of times, this idea about being machshir.
Does that mean setting it up?
Yeah. V'hu adin. Jump down again. V'hu adin.
Where are you up now?
The next period. Start at the beginning of the line. V'hu adin. Everyone see it? The first word of the line is V'hu adin. I'm sorry. The first word of the line is, what did I say? Yeah. I don't know what I said.
V'hu adin.
V'hu adin l'shar. Shadachaf es chaveiro. So one shore knocks another shore into a hole and he dies. Was it shor dying? Because of the heaven.
A friend into the shadoch.
I think it means another shor. No?
Oh, really?
I thought so.
Can't be his friend.
What do you mean? Whose friend? The shor.
Another guy.
The homeowner's friend? It could be. I don't know that it matters, really.
The boy will not follow me. The heaven. Right. Die because of the fumes.
Right.
The ichasvid on the boar anus the islay. Vaday anus the baal ashor. Haidina de chas.
If there's onus here, so the onus is going to be attributable to the Baal Ashor.
Right.
If you'll tell me that the Baal Ashor is Poshea because he created this situation which was machshir the Nezek.
How did he create it? By letting his...
I know, by having the pit.
Oh,
we're talking about the Baal Ashor.
Oh, the Baal Ashor.
Right.
Oh.
So Vaday Chayav and Shnei and Baal Ashor, Baal Ashor. But again, I'm just trying to show you that he's using this idea of being machshir the nezek, and then he repeats it again a few more times. So, what is the approach of the ra'ah? What is the approach of the ra'ah? The first few lines. What is it about karka olam which bothers you?
Because you didn't set it up. Also,
it sounds like that's what he's saying. That's normally by bar the thing that's machayiv me. Is that I'm machshir the nezek of someone else who gets hurt there. But apparently I can't be called the one who is machshir the nezek. See, Rashi's more concerned about ain't a shalom, maybe I don't have bilus over it, so it can't be called mine. My load in the street, even though I was mafkirit, that's still attributable to me. But the hole was there, the ground was always there, it can't be called mine. It can't be called my source of hezek. I can't be called the source of the hezek. Over here, the shita, according to Ra'ah, is saying, you know why you normally chayav for a bar? Because you're machshir the nezek. Because you set up a situation which ultimately leads to the nezek. And here, we can't say that. Why can't we say that? Because karka olam has ikaso, we can't call you the machshir of the nezek.
So now he has to find something to say or chayav for. So is he going to say hevel?
Well, he's only explaining Rav. Yeah, this is all. These are two Rishonim just discussing Rav.
Oh, the Hu Adin case.
Yeah,
that's the, how would Rav answer that question.
Which case?
Where you have a shor, if someone pushes shor shadachav as chaver with a boar, v'nafal meisbeh.
Yeah.
That can, who it is? The shor shadachav as chaver with a boar, v'nafal meisbeh. But yeah, I mean, we've been assuming we've been like all Tona saying like. Let's say you have three parties involved now. You have, you know, you.
Yeah, someone dug a hole.
Someone dug a hole.
Someone else owns the shore,
and your shore, yeah.
Then it's going to be who was machshir the nezek. Maybe they'll have to split.
That
maybe they'll share the responsibility.
Wait, yeah. My shore pushes your shore into the bore, and he dies. Because someone else is
it could be that you have...
We're not going to say it's the fumes.
Okay, well, what we're trying to suggest is that there are two seemingly slightly different approaches over here to... what Rav means when he says karka olam is a patur from your being chayev for personal injury to the person who falls in the bar, or in this case, falls on the ground. As far as the water goes, the water, that's your responsibility. Right? You put the water there. Again, it will depend whether it's shor or bar, whether it's hefker or not hefker, it's going to either be shor or bar, but the water that causes damage to your friend's clothing, that's attributable to you. But the ground, that's karka olam. According to Rashi, what karka olam means is it's einish alol. You don't have bilus on it. What we mean by that is it's not similar to the load that you left in the street and you mafkir it, because that load will say, oh, that's Yankel's load. That's his fault. That's his responsibility. But the ra'ah is saying slightly differently, that normally when I dig a hole, not so much that it's because it's my hole, my load, that's why I'm responsible for it. I'm responsible because I was machshir the nezek. I created the situation. In other words, I was the but-for cause of this guy's injuries. Even though it's the hole causes the damage through the hevel, right? I dug it, and I'm chayev because I was machshir. I set up a hechsher. I set up a path by which this person was going to follow a certain route to injury. If not for my involvement, this person wouldn't have been injured, even though it's groma. So it's true that the groma ben ezekin is potter, but the Torah came along and said, you know what? I'm going to be mechayev, person who digs a hole, because he's machshir the nezek. But over here, where it's just karka by itself, right, where it's just karka by itself, it's karka olam, I'm not really machshir the nezek. So karka olam has ikaso, that's not my fault. A load, I could say I'm machshir nezek, I did something to the environment to be machshir the nezek. But where God's the one that put this here, so it's here forever, I can't really say that I did anything. Oh, now you caused them to be in the environment of hevel? Oh, so that's different. Now you brought gases into the picture. That's a different story. Now I could say you're machshir the nezek. Putting the gases there is like putting the load there. All right, there is one other approach. Maybe we'll leave it for next. I mean, there might be more approaches, but maybe
so Rav is very against salt gases thing.
Who?
Rav. Rav. Is
no, Rav against. Is the one that holds that the gases are what make you chayiv.
Right.
He's not against it.
No. I was going to say
like, against the releasing
so, like,
of gases.
He's probably not a fan of like urea. Nah, it's not in the comments. Do it to myself.
You mean is this?
Are you making a joke?
Yeah, I was making a really big
joke. Are you making a joke?
Yeah.
Oh no, this is used. This Gemara is discussed in the context of environmental issues.
Yeah, why would you bury a corpse down there?
I'm saying any discussion, halakhic discussion of whether or not Jews have an obligation to the environment, going to involve this concept of hevel. I mean, that's true. I don't know if that's where you're going.
No, I was going the burying people. That's what I was going.
Burying people?
Yeah, it's not like it's like.
I don't know if it gives
up. Degrading. No, it's degrading towards the goof of the.
Would it be dangerous to go to Zaria also because there's all those fumes released?
You can't
go to. Does that potter be? Does that potter be from going to funerals because they're actually dangerous?
I don't know. I never heard that. Never heard that concern.
Me and the Kohanim will stand outside.
The only guy who ends up 10 fucking down is the guy who's
right.
Dead.
That's right. He's already done. You should know in Eretz Yisrael it's not so true. They actually get in the kever. They stand in the kever. The kever kedisha, before they put the body in the ground, they stand in the kever and they ask for a mechila. That's just the way that's their minhag. That's the way they do it.
But they ask for what?
They ask for mechila. They ask for mechila because they're the ones tending to the kura. They ask for mechila in case we didn't do everything that was required for kavod ha'meis. But they're usually standing in the kever
but
when they
have to ask of the family, though, not of the mace.
No, they're asking of the mace.
Of the mace?
Yeah, because maybe it's not covered a mace. Covered a mace is for the mace. There's two digits.
Whoa.
Again, it's not for now. I'm just I'm telling you what they do. That's their custom.
This is a non-Ramon.
Okay? All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up next time.